Hey there, Spartans. Hunter Rivers here, your daily dose of mental toughness and focus fuel. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, beating yourself up over every little mistake? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon for conquering self-criticism and leveling up your life? It's called self-compassion, and trust me, it's way more powerful than that tough love approach you might be used to. Think about it this way. You wouldn't berate a friend who tripped and scraped their knee, right? You'd probably offer a helping hand, a kind word, and maybe even a band-aid. So why do we treat ourselves so much harsher? We all mess up, make bad choices, or stumble along the way. It's part of being human. But here's the kicker. Self-compassion isn't about giving yourself a free pass or ignoring your mistakes. It's about acknowledging them with kindness, understanding, and a whole lot of grace. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Hunter, that sounds nice and fuzzy, but how does it actually help me in real life? Well, buckle up, because self-compassion is like a superpower. It helps you bounce back from setbacks faster, make better decisions, build stronger relationships, and even handle stress with more ease. Think of it as your inner cheerleader, constantly rooting for you even when you're doubting yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock the power of self-compassion. 1. Recognize your humanity. Remember, you're not a robot programmed for perfection. We all make mistakes, have weaknesses, and experience challenges. Accepting this truth is the first step towards treating yourself with kindness instead of judgment. Ever felt that pressure to be on all the time? To never show vulnerability or weakness? That's a recipe for burnout, my friend. 2. Practice active kindness. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend who's going through a tough time. Would you berate them with negative self-talk? Of course not. So why do we allow ourselves to be treated that way? When you catch yourself being overly critical, pause and offer yourself a kind word or a comforting thought. It's okay, I can learn from this, or I'm doing my best. 3. Embrace imperfection. Striving for perfection is a setup for disappointment. It's like chasing a mirage in the desert. You can run and run, but you'll never actually reach it. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your accomplishments, big or small, and learn from your mistakes. Remember that growth comes from stepping outside of our comfort zones, even if it means stumbling along the way. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. Paying attention to the present moment can help you detach from negative thoughts and emotions. When self-criticism starts creeping in, take a deep breath and focus on your surroundings. Notice the colors, sounds, and sensations around you. This simple practice can bring you back to center and create space between you and those critical thoughts. 5. Seek support. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or mentor. Sharing your struggles and triumphs can be incredibly empowering and help you build resilience. Think of it like this. Even the strongest Spartans need a support system. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine a new grad, fresh out of college, starting their first real job. They're excited, but also feeling the pressure to impress their boss, colleagues, and clients. The workload is intense, deadlines are looming, and they make a few rookie mistakes along the way. Sound familiar? This poor soul starts spiraling into self-doubt. I'm not good enough. I should have known better. Everyone else seems to have it figured out. But hold on. What if this new grad practiced some self-compassion? Instead of berating themselves, they might say, "Hey, this is a learning curve." It takes time to master something new. They could celebrate their small wins and acknowledge that mistakes are valuable opportunities for growth. This shift in perspective could dramatically change their experience, allowing them to learn, adapt, and ultimately thrive in their new role. So Spartans, remember, self-compassion isn't a weakness, it's a strength. It's the key to unlocking your full potential and living a happier, more fulfilling life. Don't let those negative inner voices hold you back any longer. Start practicing kindness towards yourself today, and watch as your resilience and confidence soar. Now go out there, embrace that self-compassion, and conquer your day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of mental tough love, the kind that actually helps. And be sure to leave a review and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, Spartans, stay focused, stay disciplined, and most importantly, stay kind to yourselves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.